This podcast is on the poem called On the Euthanasia of a Pet Dog, written by Elizabeth Smither. Read through the poem once more before you begin to work on your revision worksheet. The first heading is subject matter. The poet recalls the occasion of her final hours with her dog before it was euthanized by two young vets. Smither not only describes the dog's final moments, but focuses on the emotional impact the passing of the pet had on the speaker and on her family. The next heading is theme. The poem explores the bond between pet owners and their pets, and how the death of a family pet can be extremely upsetting. The dog's passing and her owner's grief are both highlighted in the poem. It is a reminder of the strong bonds that people build in life with pets and how, when those bonds are broken, we can struggle to let go, almost as if it was a person we had lost. The next heading is quote 3. Look over the poem again, briefly, and select any three quotations from the poem that you find interesting or memorable. Perhaps find a quote that says something about the dog, another that suggests how the speaker feels, and maybe one quote to illustrate a technique Smither uses in writing the poem. The fourth heading is imagery. Some of the images in the poem show the dog's pain before being euthanized. For example, her clenching of sinews. The image of how the speaker wept copiously and then stumbled and stooped graphically displays the speaker's distress and upset when her pet has died. The image of the shaver and syringe shows how real the experience is and contrasts with the softer image of the dead dog who lay on the carpet so soft and plumped out after she passed. The next heading is language. This poem deals with a very upsetting occasion in the speaker's life, the hours leading up to and following her dog being euthanized. Smither makes effective use of emotive language in the poem. She does this to convey to us, the reader, some sense of the pain that is felt by the dog owner at her loss. For example, the reference to the dog's heart heaving tells us that the dog is in pain, but it also suggests that the speaker's heart is also heaving with distress. Another example is the description of the dog lifting her muzzle to the faint breeze just before she is given her injection. One of the last times she will ever do this. Can you find any other example of the emotive language in the poem? You can read more about emotive language in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is form. The poem is divided into four quatrains. The first quatrain quickly establishes the setting. Two young vets are preparing to euthanize the speaker's dog. In the second quatrain, we are taken back some hours before the dog's death and witness the owners making their farewells. This is followed by the impact of the dog's death on the owners in quatrain 3. In the final quatrain, the owner is at least consoled that her dog's suffering has ended. The next heading is sound. While there is no formal rhyme scheme in the poem, Smither does include several examples of alliteration. For example, the alliteration in the opening lines. Lightly she fell where the vet's hands held her. That repeated H sound suggesting the steady grip of the vets on the dog's body as they prepare to inject her. H Heart heaving is another example of alliteration. Those rhythmic H sounds suggesting perhaps the dog's rapid heartbeat as if it is in some distress. Of course, the phrase could also be applied to the owners, whose hearts we imagine were undoubtedly heaving at the time. There are several other examples you can look for. Gave in to grief, basins to bend over, hands held to faces, and the sibilance in stumbled and stooped. These repeated uses of internal rhyme could suggest that while the experience was carefully controlled, it was no less upsetting for the owners. There is only one example of end rhyme in the poem, and it occurs in the closing two lines. She stayed there for hours so we could caress her and talk to her finally and bless her. The rhyme here gives a sense of finality to the poem, but also to the event. The dog is at rest. Her suffering is finally over. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone of the poem is distressing. The poem clearly describes the emotional impact of her dog's death on her owner. There is a tone of consolation, however, in the final stanza in that at least the dog's pain has finally ended. All dehydration gone, all clenching of sinews. Many readers can identify with the feelings expressed in the poem. The death of a beloved pet is more than just a fact. It is a moment that is felt with distress and anguish by the pet's owners. Some readers will identify almost exactly with what the speaker is sharing in the poem. For others, the description is so vivid that they can imagine the upset the speaker is experiencing. Finally, personal response. Did you enjoy reading the poem? Was it interesting? Do you think students who have a dog or any pet might react differently or similarly to students who do not have pets? Do you think the poet succeeded in capturing the close bond some people have with their pets?